This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Female Health and Fitness channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Deb Horn, a licensed personal trainer in Bergen County, New Jersey, who has designed the first ever fitness plan for menopausal women as part of the Estrogen Changing Ways program. Deb, certainly a privilege to have you part of eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here. It's so nice to talk to you.
It is nice to talk to you. I'm looking forward to hearing more about Estrogen and its Changing Ways program. So first of all, why is it that women often face greater weight management challenges during menopause?
Well, you know, a woman's body is changing, and hormones are affecting everything from her mood to her waistline. And exercise sends endorphins to the brain, helping balance serotonin levels and positively impact mood. You know, these changing levels in hormones during menopause can also affect where women store weight on her body, and it often causes a shift to the abdominal region.
And tell us why you decided to create the Changing Ways workout program. I'm sure there's always an interesting, inspirational, and reason behind that.
It definitely is, and you know, it's really an exciting thing that we wanted to do. You know, women need to add exercise to their daily routine because it's definitely going to help them relieve menopausal symptoms. I partnered with Estrogen, which is a supplement that helps provide relief for multiple menopausal symptoms, to create this program to help women face these changes. When women notice their weight shifting to their abdomen, their core region, abdominal exercises can definitely help. You know, women also need to keep up with their cardio to benefit their heart, and combine that with a low-impact strength training program, which helps to increase muscle mass and keep the bones strong as women age.
And how does the Changing Ways workout program help deliver results?
Well, it helps in two ways, probably more than two ways, but the workout plan that I created is sensitive to the symptoms and issues that women face during menopause. The plan focuses on a specific area each week, which keeps things simple. You know, menopause is a difficult time, and we don't want to throw in, you know, really difficult, challenging things, so we try to keep the plan simple. For example, the first week we'll focus on managing weight by trying some abdominal routines. Another week would address muscle mass, and that workout would consist of doing a series of strength training exercises that can be done in the comfort of your own home. I've also added some soothing yoga and Pilates routines that help balance emotions and ease anxiety. So there's a good combination focusing on a different area, a different symptom, a different issue in menopause, which is what makes the workout great. And, you know, partnering with Estrogen has been great to do this.
Today, we are with Deb Horn, a licensed personal trainer in Bergen County, New Jersey, who has designed the first ever fitness plan for menopausal women as part of the Estrogen Changing Ways program here on eHealth Radio's Female Health and Fitness channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Deb, what is the most important thing that you tell your clients who are going through menopause?
It's never too late. You know, often women going through menopause, they may not have worked out a day in their life, but today's a new day. Starting a fitness routine today will have a huge impact on their wellness. So, you know, I never like people to get intimidated and say, well, I've never done a thing in my life, or, you know, I haven't worked out in so long. It's never too late to get back into shape or to get in shape. Starting out slow, making small changes, and not being afraid to try something new is some of the best advice that I can give to clients. Take a yoga class, ballroom dancing, a walk in the park. Women, we don't have to be perfect. We just have to show up. And, you know, giving it a try. You just might look forward to working out. It may seem hard at first, but once you start, you will feel better, you'll look better, and you'll maybe even sleep better. Exercise just makes you better at everything you do.
It certainly does. And what other everyday tips do you have that can help our listeners manage their weight, especially during menopause?
Well, combined with good nutrition and an exercise plan, herbal dietary supplements like Estrogen can definitely provide optimal results. Estrogen's weight management provides safe, multiple symptom relief, so you can look and feel better during this natural transition. you know, a safe, effective supplement that's going to fight hot flashes, night sweats, and help to manage your weight, that sounds great to me.
If you would, before you go, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information and also how they can be in contact with you as well online?
Sure, sure. Our website is www.estrovinchangingways.com, and I'll spell it out for you. It's www.estrovinchangingways.com. It's a long one, but it's worth it. And you'll get to see me, and my workout is also on that website.
Good information. How about in conclusion, any tip or closing thoughts for the listeners on the topic that we have been covering today?
Absolutely. Put yourself first sometimes. You know, as women, we often tend to take care of the entire world before thinking about ourselves. An exercise plan, a good nutrition plan, and you know, asking for help, an extra herbal supplement, definitely something you can do. Little changes make big differences. So just hang in there and do a little bit each day.
We've been speaking with Deb Horn, a licensed personal trainer in Bergen County, New Jersey, who has designed the first ever fitness plan for menopausal women as part of the Estrovin Changing Ways program. And once again, the website of reference is estrovinchangingways.com. Deb, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure. Great talking to everyone.
And good to talk to you as well, and have yourself a great rest of the day. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Female Health and Fitness Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.